This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una, wa anfa'na bima allamtana. Innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa', wa qalbin la yakhsha', wa nafsin la tashba', wa du'ain la yusma'. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah, innaka antal wahhab. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا. May Allah make us from those. And just feel this verse. They were guided, سيقة. They were escorted. It's the same beginning of both kinds. And the choice is yours. And the choice is mine. Which one? There's only two options. There's always two options in the Quran. There's no third, except in Al-A'raf. And they will also end up in one of them. So, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those who practice taqwa, not believe, higher. إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. They were guided as groups. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا. When it is right there. And there is an amazing linguistic change between the two groups. And I'm sure the shuyukh all knows this. حتى إذا جاءوها, in the hellfire, Allah said, فتحت أبوابها. The doors opened. When it came to Jannah, there's one addition, small. وفتحت أبوابها. و, and the doors were open. And scholars calls you, هذه واو لجنة. This is the wow of Jannah. Because when you come in, imagine you come to this conference, and then as you're getting close, someone opens the door for you. How welcomed you are. Now, what is this related to the topic I was asked to talk about? Because وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, once it's open, what happens? سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ. Peace be upon you, you are purified. There is no entrance to Jannah without being pure. It's not my words. It's the words of your creator and mine. I can't do it. It's not going to get me in. I have to go in pure. Why do you think there is hellfire? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What does Allah will get from punishing me and you? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you were only believer and grateful. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. And Allah is all grateful and Allah is all knowing. There is no entrance to Jannah unless I am pure. And this concept repeated in the Quran. Go and read it again. And the reason going to the hellfire, so I will be pure. All the sins that I did not repent, it will be removed by the whatever will happen in Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save it all, and then we'll go in. That's one concept I want you all to think of. Do you want to be of which one? This side or this side? I shouldn't say this. This side or this side? You want to go to Jannah? Who wants to show me hands? Do you want to go to Jannah? Next question. Have you worked hard for it? What did you do? And as the Sahabi came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I want to be your neighbor in Jannah. I want to be with you. What did he say to him? He didn't say make dua. He didn't say Allah ghafoor rahim. Don't despair. What did he say to him? If anyone knows the answer, other than the shuyukh, of course. Help me. Help me. He's saying to him, help me by a lot of prostration. It's work. I have to work. I tell people always, those of you who wants to be OBGYN, when they come to me and they say, I want to be OBGYN, my immediate answer, are you ready to work hard? Are you ready not to sleep? Are you ready to do residency where you sleep six? Maybe you will sleep 2 or 3 hours. And that's dunya. At one point, we will all gonna leave it by choice or not by choice. What did you do for Jannah? ألا إن سلعة الله غالية. What Allah has is expensive. ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. You all have to, today, as we're talking about him, alayhi salatu wasalam, mercy to mankind, this beautiful religion that Sheikh Hani beautifully talked about, and Brother Majid gave us a beautiful, small example. If we only apply it, I think most of this nation will become Muslims. What are we doing? And come to purification of the heart. How many in this room, and I want to see hands, even know what this word means? Show me your hands. Look at the number. How many of you have studied it? It's an obligation. Imam al-Ghazali carry the opinion. It's an obligation. It's fardu ayn. Like you need to learn how to pray, you need to learn about purification of the heart. And scholars differed with him. He said, because most of our hearts are not pure. Is it true? Is he right? This day and age, how many in this room will say, I have absolutely pure heart like a baby? I have no jealousy. I have no hatred. I don't lie. I don't have any ill feeling toward anybody. Everybody is better than me. Can we do that? Why he was sent to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, هو الذي بعث في الأميين ورسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Allah said this in Ali Imran, and he repeated the same concept 4 times in the Quran. He, Allah, send to us, فيهم, to them, among them, a prophet. There is no name, obviously, عليه الصلاة والسلام. To do what? To do what? One, يتلو عليهم آياته. Send you the Quran. Alhamdulillah. Second, purify them. يزكيهم. ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. Teach them the Quran and الحكمة. Here is a sunnah. And they were before that living in ignorance. What is a purification of the heart? Or the soul? You see it differently. All of us, at one point, everybody in this room, we were born, baby, newborn. That newborn, you and me, years ago, depends how old you are, we were born with a clear heart. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn, that's the word of him, عليه الصلاة والسلام, born on the natural instinct. The vase is clear. The glass is beautiful. You see through it. And then his parents change him. That's the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You and me, we are all clear when we are. You know, you look at the baby and says, I love children. I love babies. They're so pure. When they laugh because that's how they feel. They don't change it. They don't blemish it. And then what happens? We grow up, and influences come to us. And some of these influences by choice, I call it optional, and some are non-optional. Non-optional is the home you grew up. Non-optional is your name, is your parents. But the majority of the influence is us. I bring it. And we start to change. As he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, تعرض الفتن على القلب تعرض الفتن على القلب عودا عودا. Temptations. This hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Temptation starts presented to you, to me, one by one. There is social media, there is this text message, this influencer, these days we call it. There is this, there is that, and gradually I absorb it. I like it. I love it. I want to be like them. Till the heart changes. And each one of you, look at your heart as I am speaking. Don't think of anybody else. Tazkiyah is not about other people. Oh, I know somebody like that. No. It's about you and me. Look at your heart and see and say, when temptation is presented, when I am studying, I'm preparing a paper, and then something comes in on the internet, and that thing is a temptation not pleasing to Allah. What is my response? And that's the influence on the heart. If you remove it, and that's the hadith, what he said. If you take it, a black dot is going to be in your heart, in mine. One by one. One by one. He says, is it like you are waving a carpet? Or like you are knitting, one by one. And we don't feel it. We don't feel it. What is the big deal? Till that heart becomes black, turned upside down. لا يعرف منكرا ولا ينكر منكرا. Doesn't know what is good, what is right, what is not right, what is not good. Everything is what's the big deal. The commonest word you hear these days when you are discussing things with people says, why not? Right? Why not? And it's like, where are we going to end up? If everything is why not, where are we going to end up? That's when the heart becomes black. Versus if this comes to you, presented to you, and you remove it, you lower your gaze, you don't hear it, you did it, you seek forgiveness from Allah right away, a white dot will be in the heart, gradually, gradually, till the heart becomes pure. Which heart you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which heart? What's the famous dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim? وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Ya Allah, this is Sayyidina Ibrahim. Ya Allah, don't disgrace me. لَا تُخْزِنِي. Don't make me feel ashamed. On the day when they are resurrected, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day where your wealth, your car, your career, your beauty, your home, whatever we are fighting for, whatever we are disobeying Allah to get, has no avail, including children. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Except one thing. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except that person, she or he, comes to Allah with this pure heart. And what is the pure heart? There's so many definitions. They say it's the heart that is like a filter. Anything you put in it will come out except what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now reality, this is a beautiful talk. This is touching the heart, inshallah. In reality, in my daily life, I'm living in 2022. I live in the United States. I am surrounded by these temptations day and night. Myself and you, anybody, you're in college, may Allah make it easy for you. You work, may Allah make it easy for you. In the hospital, I walk and I say, ya Allah, make it easy for me. Because a lot of temptations. I'm stranger. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Like when you walk, you are a stranger, everybody's looking at you. When I was yesterday boarding the plane, everybody was looking at me. Of course. But what did I remember? And I want you all to remember, specifically the sisters. جاء الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا طوبى للغرباء. Islam came as a stranger. Think of Islam in Mecca. They were few. Everybody was making fun of them. They were hiding. They were running. And then, alhamdulillah. And he said, started as a stranger, and it will come back as a stranger. And then, this is what makes you smile. طوبى للغرباء. Place in Jannah. Glad tiding to the strangers. So I always ask myself, do you want to be a stranger? Show me your hands. Do you want to be a stranger? Then that's it. Be it. Be it. But be it in the nice way. Don't be arrogant coming to tazkiyah. Be it. It's hard. It's not easy. But Allah will make it easy. You're doing it for Him. He will never let you down. Tazkiyah will make you feel this way. Tazkiyah is when your heart starts filled, already filled, with, we call it, diseases of the heart. Sickness, we don't know that. We got COVID, everybody was so scared. Everybody wearing masks, washing your hands. Do you remember these days? Who will forget these days? Now life is before COVID and after COVID. But how many COVIDs we have in our hearts? Do you even think of that? Do you want me to just give you, I'm going to just give you numbers. I'm just going to say the words, diseases of the heart, and see how many COVIDs we all have. Number one, nobody in this room, walillah alhamd. There's no shirk. There's no kufr. There's no rejection of Allah's presence. Alhamdulillah. How many minor shirk we have? We put things equal to Allah, if not more important than Allah. My beauty, my wealth, my career, my family. When I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get these or to please those, that's a disease. Anger. How many have the disease called anger? Did you hear about the tragedy that happened in Houston? When it's a Muslim family, killed his wife, 4-year-old daughter, the grandmother, and then he killed himself. It just happened yesterday. Anger. Disease of the heart. Anger. Ostentation. I do so people will please, so people will praise me. So people, and I get upset when I do something and people don't notice me. I get so unhappy when I don't hear thank you or jazakillahu khair. That's a disease. That's actually even a form of shirk. You didn't do it for Allah. Why do you care about people and you don't care about Him? Why people are more important than Him? Why everything else, and these questions are for myself before anyone. Why everything is number one? And then He, when I have time, when I can do it, when I grow up, when I finish college, when I get married, when I have children, and the list is long. Ostentation, self-admiration. You think you are better than everybody else. Everyone else is not like you. Nobody as smart as I am. Versus Sayyidina Umar used to say, "Kullu nas afqahu minka ya Umar." Everyone is more knowledgeable than you, Umar. Sayyidina Umar. Lying. It's a disease of the heart. Before it's a disease of the tongue. Why do we lie? Why? To please people. To show off, to impress, versus the one who sees me and I need to impress him, Ghafurun Rahim, he'll forgive me. Revenge, revenge, disease of the heart. How many we have? I just gave you a little bit, names, just because of the time. How many we have? All of the above. In the morning I have few, in the evening I have few. Work on the heart. As we say in medicine, you have to diagnose the problem and then I can solve it. I always tell patients, talk to me so I know what is the issue and hopefully bi-idhnillah I can help. Each one of us, myself number one, look at your heart and analyze your heart. What is there? Who's talking? Who's pushing you? Who's pulling you? Not people. I'm talking you're alone. You're alone. When you are holding that phone and you want to do something and you know that thing is not pleasing to him, it's going to blemish my heart. It's going to make it not pure. Why I'm doing it? Why? All these questions, tazkiyah to nafs, purification of the heart, it's an inward process. I say this when I teach the course, I say to people, you know the selfie that everybody is so obsessed with? Everyone? Take a selfie of your heart. Put the phone on your heart, and I wish we can have this, and we see it. and see what color is your heart or mine. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها. The longest oath in the Quran. He subhanah made an oath in 8 things. The sun, the night, the day, the moon, the nafs, the one who gave it its goodness and its evil. And then the end of the oath is what? The jawabul qasam, as they say. The answer for the oath. When you say, by Allah, everybody is waiting to say, okay, what is she going to say? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who will purify his or her nafs are the successful one. Not the one who has PhDs. Not the one who has American board or forever specialty. Not the one who has the CEO of this company and that company. It's the one who purifies himself or herself. We all read it in Ramadan 3 weeks ago. In your shaf'an watr. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. Right? And how does it end? بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. But you prefer this life, this lower life, he said. حياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. Quickly, just because of the time, how do I know I am in this process? What do I need to do? Let's say, okay, alhamdulillah, now I know I need to work. I am not where I want to be. And that's amazing if you reach that point. Because usually there is denial. I am not. They are. She is. Don't say that. Ibda' bi nafsik starts with yourself. Few points which have been shared before me. Number one is knowledge. Learn. 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 I can't obey Allah. I can't worship Allah with ignorance. Learn about this process. Learn about this concept. Learn about yourself. And learn about the goal. That's number one. Number two, practice. Everything you learn, practice it. Otherwise, it is useless. They say, العلم يهتف بالعمل وإلّا تركه وارتحل. Knowledge calls for action. You came in here today. You're going to hear for 6 hours talking about beautiful concepts of this deen. How are you different tomorrow? Otherwise, this knowledge will be against me and against you. Practice. Practice. You learned a lecture about patient practice. Step by step. Step by step. Knowledge. Three, company. Company. ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. You read it every Friday. It's in Surah Al-Kahf. To Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This verse is called the verse of peer pressure. You think this, the concepts are not in the Quran. They are. Peer pressure. Don't follow. He's Allah saying to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't follow those who are heedless. لا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا. Who their hearts are, they are heedless. They don't remember Allah. واتبع هواه. Followed his own desire. I like it. I love it. Everybody else does it. I want to fit in. I don't want to be different. That's all me saying. That's not what Allah wants from me. Your company. Your company. Anyone that does not bring you closer to Allah, be careful of. Don't waste your time and energy on those people. I'll change them. My fear, they may change you. They may change you. Four, which have been mentioned before me. It should be one or two. These are not by sequence, just how I am. Allah, make me remember them. What's your relationship with his book? Or Ramadan is done and khalas. Next time we'll see the Quran next year. Your relationship with his book. Don't be of those people who he, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the mercy to mankind, who will say, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi takhadu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. He said he will complain to Allah about, Ya Rabbi, not us. And he will say, Ya Allah, my people neglected the Qur'an. This is in Surah Al-Furqan, go and read it. Don't be these people. Only Qur'an is in Ramadan. Part of your life, part of your life, and you will fail. I definitely will fail. Don't give up. Don't despair. He will bring you back. Cry to him, beg him, and he will bring you back. كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. All the children of Adam are sinners. It's not my words. It's his, عليه الصلاة والسلام. All of them are sinners. Who's the best among them? Those who repent. Get up like a child, like you're 2 years old. He walk or she walks and fail. What do you tell them? It's okay, we all did it. You get up. You will learn how to walk. That's how it is. Don't despair. Don't let shaitan come and tell you you're useless. Just keep doing it. No. And keep living with قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful indeed is the one who purifies it. It is the nafs. وَخَابَ loser. Loser. Who will not do that? You don't want to be a loser. Nobody in this life will be a loser. I'll leave you with this dua. It's a dua of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to say it to himself. What about me and you? Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you hear us and you are seeing us in this blessed gathering. آتي نفوسنا تقواها. Ya Allah, give our souls, all of us, ourselves, it's taqwa. I can't do it. I need him to help me with this. وزكيها, purify it. أنت خير من زكاها. You are the best who can purify it. Simply, أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَأَنْتَ مَوْلَاهَا. You are the one who takes care of it, and you are the one who are its wali. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. جزاكم الله خيراً. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليماً كثيراً.